Although 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, it is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. On the show today, we're going to talk about Florida. A man stole meat by shoving it down his pants, like you do. We're going to talk about People Are Dumb, a weed thief that checked in with his driver's license and then stole. Not exactly sure why you would do that. The 420 catch of the day is on the way. In the 5 o'clock hour, we've got tickets for you to see the LA Kings. And we will continue to qualify you for a trip for two to see My Chemical Romance in London. K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
You are pathetic.
It is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with another chance for you in about 30 minutes to qualify for that trip for two to London to see My Chemical Romance.
A shocking development involving one of the men accused of pulling off the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history just outside of L.A.
It's not people are dumb, it's our government is dumb. Coming up next on K-Rock. Another chance for you to win tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl coming up in about 20 minutes at the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. Plus, you'll qualify for that trip for two to London to see My Chemical Romance there. Immigration officials allow SoCal man charged in $100 million Brinks jewelry heist to self-deport. What?
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
In this case, our government is dumb.
A shocking development involving one of the men accused of pulling off the largest jewelry heist in U.S. history just outside of L.A.
Largest jewelry theft in history.
That suspect has avoided trial.
Thoughts? We have seven suspects. He's one of them. How did he avoid trial?
By self-deporting.
I'm sorry, I thought you said self-deporting. Isn't that just running away?
It's been described as the largest jewelry theft in U.S. history. But now one of the alleged thieves won't be facing trial. That's because he was suddenly deported by U.S. immigration agents.
Oh, this seems like solid work.
Prosecutors and even his own lawyer say they had no heads up.
How do you do something like that with a guy that's a suspect in a $100 million jewel heist? How do you just deport him without telling anybody, including his own lawyer?
The thieves back in 2022 tracked a Brinks truck for 300 miles from a jewelry trade show near San Francisco to a highway rest stop. While one guard slept and another was inside the rest stop, the thieves pounced, making off with 24 bags of diamonds, gold, gems, and watches worth more than $100 million.
We got a lock on here.
Oh, you had a lock on there. Well, how can thieves get through that?
You got a lock on here, yeah. And it's gone.
Oh, right. They just cut it off.
Video captured the moment the guards realized the bags were nowhere in sight. The jewels are still missing.
They have recovered exactly zero of the $100 million worth of jewelry.
But investigators eventually charged seven suspects. Now the Los Angeles Times reports one of the seven identified as Jason Nalon Precia Flores, who is facing up to 15 years in prison, has been deported to Ecuador.
That's a guy I assume we want to keep here so that we can charge him with the theft of $100 million in jewelry.
Reportedly blindsiding prosecutors. The victims, including many mom-and-pop jewelers who lost their life savings in the heist, are furious, saying the owners of all that jewelry still missing are now left without answers and without a verdict.
All right, so how did this happen? How did the guy who was a suspect in a $100 million jewelry heist get deported?
Officials say Flores represented himself at his immigration hearing last month.
Okay, that's usually bad for the defendant.
Admitted to the allegations.
Oh, he pled guilty to doing it?
And requested to leave the U.S. immediately.
And so in this case, the government said, yes, you can leave. We have a chance for you to be sitting in the Hollywood Bowl on October 23rd and watching My Chemical Romance. Plus, you'll qualify for a trip to see him in London as well. Your chance to win is coming up at 3 on K-Rock. Congratulations, Ashley from Santa Ana. Just got those tickets to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl. And qualify for that trip for two to London to see the band again as well. More chances for you to win tickets for My Chemical Romance on the way. Right now, it is time for What's Up with Florida.
From the Gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County. Why's a man on bath salts wrestling a tree? He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
I often bring in news reports on whatever stories there are. This guy is really testing my patience, though. Pretty small town TV station and asking dumb questions, but we'll try and get through it. Unbelievable. Man caught on camera shoving steaks and entire brisket down his pants. That's the story.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
All right, this is a pretty small-time TV station doing this story.
Take a look here at Kosher Kingdom in Aventura on Monday. This guy goes up to the high-end steak aisle.
The guy's literally looking at the steak like he's gonna f*** it.
Meat prices are continue to go up. It's not us that's raising it. It's the whole industry.
So how much steak did this guy steal?
Our margins are very tiny.
Okay, there's more. There's also a massive brisket. I guess he was wearing loose jeans.
So now they're showing him jam what looks like a full-size brick of beef down the front of his pants.
Big pants. I think they're like made for stealing. You know, he has them blocked. You know, they're blocked at the bottom so it doesn't go through.
I mean, technically, that's pretty smart to sew your pants shut at the bottom to hold in the things you steal, as long as it's not too much.
Let's get back to the video. A store employee walks by.
This is the prime cowboy steak. And it's not a cheap piece of meat.
No, as you see, it's almost $100.
I'm not quite sure why this reporter is asking the guy who owns the store how much the meat is worth. Because it does say on there $77.
What was this guy doing?
He came over here, looked around to see if anybody was looking, and he shoved it in his pants.
This is...
I mean, what more information do you need? He shoved meat in his pants. That's what that guy did.
$77. But to shove it down your pants is not easy.
Objection, Your Honor. He's leading the witness.
And we were shocked. That's why when he came back the one steak, I thought, okay, I got it back, what he stole. And then when we found out there was this thing in his pants, it was unbelievable.
Define this thing.
Like shocking.
They chased this guy out of the store. Let's get to that video.
They ended up going across the street to Publix. One of my employees was on break and saw all the rest of the stuff that he had.
So the steak down the front of the pants was only a small portion of the stuff this guy stole.
Brisket, wine.
How did he steal a bottle of wine? Oh, down the front of his pants.
Called the cops, and we got everything back.
Well, what about the guy?
He ran off after we got the stuff back. By the time the cops got there, he was gone. But they have a good description. They have the video, and I'm sure he's on foot somewhere.
This is more than just a story on cowboy steak, brisket, and wine. The owner of this business, which has been around since 1999, with a clear message.
We want to let people know that you can't come in and steal. You know, it's not right.
Solid point. Thank you.
We're a family business trying to, you know... make it.
So three generations. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Yeah, he sees it all the time. What do you think?
No. This was a lot of, this was unbelievable, you know?
Excellent. About 1 hour from now, we have the 420 Catch of the Day. It's our new music feature. I think they'll like today's select. A guy robs a weed store in Washington, D.C. People are dumb. It's coming up next on K-Rock. I have an incredible People Are Dumb story about a guy walking into a weed store and giving them his driver's license. And then stealing some weed. That's coming up next after Linkin Park on K-Rock.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
This guy's especially dumb, and it happened in Washington, D.C.
The guy walks in, he checks in, he goes through all their security protocols.
I'm guessing going into weed stores everywhere is the same as it is here in Southern California. You walk into the lobby, the door's locked.
Shows his real ID, is recorded by about 16 different cameras.
You hand him your ID through the window, and they scan the back of it, and then they hand you back your ID, and they say, we'll be right with you.
And then decides to steal all that weed.
I'm sorry, what?
All right, so take a look at this video. Owners say around 6 o'clock Sunday night, this guy in this extremely bright yellow jacket comes in, shows his ID.
That is the most, hey, look at me, yellow jacket I've ever seen in my life.
Registers for a medical card through APCA.
Fills out all of his information to get a medical card.
And then patiently waits in line with a few other people.
He's going to wait his turn. He's proper.
Then when it was his turn, he puts a mask over his face pretty quickly, flashes a weapon.
So while he's standing in line, you can see his face. Then when he gets up to the counter, he pulls a mask down over his face to hide his identity.
Says, don't follow me, and then runs off with two large jars of marijuana.
I am a little surprised there were two large jars of marijuana just sitting on the counter. But this guy, who's ID'd himself 2,700 times, decides to run off with some of them.
Worth roughly $1,500.
Roughly $1,500 worth.
The dispensary just opened 2 months ago, taking more than a year to become licensed in the district.
I mean, they're not necessarily good at it.
Telling me this robbery came as a shock.
I mean, technically, don't all robberies come as a shock?
No one was expecting it, so I mean, it's just upsetting. But, you know, hopefully we can continue to do what we do here, which is to be a great business for the community, helping people find relief and, you know.
Do you have any advice for people?
I mean, don't be stupid. Don't be a dumb criminal, I guess. Like, it's never worth it.
Dumbass.
It is the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Another chance for you to win My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl and get on that standby boarding list to see them again in London. Is coming up this afternoon on K-Rock. Megan Holliday is here at K-Rock with three things at four in a second.
And I'm going to tell you a story about accidental incest.
Oh!
Dude, I've been bringing in the weirdest stories this week.
Nope.
I'm sorry about that. It's coming up next on K-Rock.
Turnstile on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day in a second. First, Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
Number one, a Kansas City man was arrested after pulling off a wild Facebook marketplace scam where he sold cars to buyers, handed over legit-looking titles, let them drive off, and then stole the cars back so he could then sell them again, repeating the cycle with multiple vehicles. Police say victims began filing stolen car reports shortly after purchasing the vehicles, revealing a pattern that led prosecutors to hit him with 14 felony charges that could end him with 98 years
wow.
in prison. He was already known for vehicle-related crimes, but this scheme took things to a whole new level. Do you remember that story with Facebook Marketplace where people were selling, like, human bones
yes,
and skulls and all
and
that stuff?
Yeah.
And I have been on there, and it is an insane place.
It
so
is.
Hide your kids, hide your wife. All right, number two. A 39-year-old Brazilian woman named Adriana went on a TV and radio show hoping to find her mother, who abandoned her as a baby. She was able to find her mother, but the reunion took a horrifying turn when she learned that her mother had also given up another child. That child turned out to be Adriana's husband, Leandro.
I'm sorry, what? Wait,
yeah.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
So the man and wife, both of their mother is this woman?
Yes. And neither of them knew about that. But they both had been abandoned as babies. And so they knew that about each other.
Wow.
But never could imagine. And here's the thing, too, is they also had a kid together.
Oh, man.
So despite all of this, they chose to stay together. And that's what you call a surprise family reunion.
Oh, man.
I know. Okay.
Wow.
Okay. And number three, yesterday we had a chat with David Faustino, who played Bud on the iconic TV show Married with Children. And we talked about the upcoming cast reunion, and it's all for a good cause. So here is some of the call with David telling us about it.
So the event is actually the first Married with Children reunion, cast reunion, that we've ever done with a live audience. And it's at the Wiltern Theater on January 28th. It's going to be the whole cast, well, the whole family. And we're all going to be there, and they're going to be showing the best of clips. We're going to be doing Q&As. We're going to be telling stories of our days, of the 11 seasons we spent on that show.
That is going to be so much fun, and it's all for a good cause, right?
Yeah, it's benefiting the Race to Erase MS, which is a great cause and has done tremendous things for finding relief and finding a cure for MS. And then right after that, we're having a big after party at the Viper Room, which there's actually tickets available for. And that's going to be a great after party. Be Real of Cypress Hill fame is DJing
Woo!
Alongside with me. And we're going to have some like signed memorabilia from the cast.
Well, this is going to be a really fun night. So you can grab your tickets for the Married with Children cast reunion January 28th at the Wiltern, benefiting the Race to Erase MS, and also for the after party at the Viper Room. Thank you so much, David, for spreading the word. All right, well, there you go. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
This is the first new song from Arctic Monkeys in about 4 years, I think. They put out a new song called Opening Night. It's for a charity album called War Child. And what they do is provide protection, education, and psychosocial support to children in conflict zones. They say one in five kids is in a conflict zone. So this charity is helping, and Arctic Monkeys are helping as well with this song, Opening Night. It's 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the Arctic Monkeys Opening Night for the War Child album. It's a charity album. And that is the 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We'd like to have story time in the 5 o'clock hour here on K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
And for the very best phone call, you've got your ticket to see Kings versus Avalanche on March 2nd.
We talked to Jack White back in the day on the Kevin and Bean Show, and we asked him when he knew that song, Seven Nation Army, was going to be so huge.
Right.
It became something completely different. And he said he was on vacation and he saw a cruise ship in the ocean and he could hear that song coming off the cruise ship.
Oh my God. It is just so anthemic.
Yes, it
and
is.
I mean, all over the world. Biggest sports song ever.
Yep.
So cool.
Agreed.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take your calls. 800-520-1067. The topic today is, what was the last straw for your relationship? The smaller, the better. Because the last straw, by definition, isn't the main reason you're breaking up.
Yep, totally.
It's just one step too far.
Yeah, yeah. And so I went through a breakup about a year ago. And listen, really nice dude, whatever. But there was one night, I'd come home from work, I was super tired. And the next morning, I was hosting a 5K. And it was about 11:30, and I'm like, oh, I gotta get to bed soon, you know? And he asked me if I wanted to play Scrabble. Okay.
At what time?
It was like 11 p.m., 11:30. And I got to get up at like
at 5
a.m.
Right.
And he's asking me if I want to play Scrabble. And
did he know you had to get up?
Yeah,
oh.
He knew.
Hmm.
And so that was the thing, is I was like, this person just has no idea
right. What
I need or what's going on. And and
that was the last straw.
Literally. And then we had to go through the whole breakup thing. And I was like, get out of here. Get out of my house. I'm going to bed. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. So what was the last straw is the conversation in your relationship. It's not why you broke up, but it was the last thing that happened before you broke up. 800-520-1067 for your calls and or texts.
And for the best phone call, we got your tickets to see the Kings versus Avalanche on March 2nd.
What was the last straw? 800-520-1067. Hey, Rock, we're taking calls on the last straw in your relationship.
Hey, I got the best reason we broke up ever.
Let's hear it. The last straw.
The last straw was we got into an argument over politics. She got mad at me for not voting a Democrat or Republican. I voted for the Green Party when Nader was running. And she got so mad at me, right? I asked her who she voted for. She didn't even vote.
Oh, hilarious.
So she's giving me hell because I threw away my vote. I'm an idiot because I threw my vote away because I voted for the guy I wanted to win.
Right.
And she didn't even freaking vote.
Oh, my God. So wait, who broke up with who?
It was kind of a mutual little, like, I think we're done at this point, right? Like, yeah, we're done.
Kevin Ryder here with Megan Holliday, and we are taking your phone calls on a topic.
Yes, what was the last straw in your relationship?
So it's not why you broke up, but it was the very last straw that just said, all right, that's it. I'm out. And for the best call,
we've got your tickets to see the Kings versus Avalanche on March 2nd.
All right, you have a story like that?
So the last straw was when he used my decorative towel in the bathroom.
He used your what?
Decorative towel?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Had conversations about that towel?
No. So I knew he was a man, and he didn't know any better. So I said, hey, babe, you know that towel with the snowman on it? You don't actually use that. It's just for looks. You use the other gray towel. And his response was, don't give me shit about the towels. You know how much I just spent on lunch?
Oh, my God.
That was it.
Yep. Good for you.
That should have been it.
Yeah.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi. The last straw was when I threw away his condiments and he went ballistic.
Oh, my God. And were they expired?
No. It was just a bunch of ketchup packets and mustard packets. And I was just cleaning out the drawer and I saved two of each. And I thought that was satisfactory.
What was it? Was it like a collection that he had going or what? Why was he so mad?
I don't know. He just liked stuffing them in that drawer and I couldn't even open the drawer anymore.
Oh, my God.
Clean the drawer. He went crazy.
I'm glad you got away from the ketchup hoarder.
Yeah, seriously.
K-Rock, hello.
So my soon-to-be ex-husband ate my birthday cake before anybody else could eat it. Took a big chunk out of it. Left in the refrigerator, so the next morning when we all got up, and it was going to be the day I'm celebrating, all my family's coming over, there was a huge slice already out of it.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
What a selfish bastard.
Yeah.
So that was, there was all kinds of things, but that was basically the last straw.
Yep.
Just said.
That's the right call. That is the right call. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have to make it.
Oh,
all right, we're
God.
Talking your phone calls on the very last straw in your relationship.
And you can call us or text us at 800-520-1067.
Hey, Rock, hello. What was the last straw?
Hey, you know what? No, I just have a complaint about the first two people that called you guys.
Okay.
You know what? The ketchup thing?
Yeah.
You know how many ketchup packets you need to use to get, like, an order of french fries on it?
Yeah, about 8.
Yeah, what the hell? She said she saved them 2?
Yeah, but there's ketchup in the refrigerator at home.
So you're upset that the girl broke up with him because he was upset that she threw away his ketchups and mustards?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, come on. 2?
We'll make a note of it.
All right.
Thank you for asking. That is my favorite song right now.
Hell yeah.
It's a world famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
Well, we are taking your phone calls on the last straw in a relationship. And this person said, watching their ex eat a burrito. Granted, he's not from SoCal, and this is probably his first burrito. But it was all over his face, all over his hands, falling out everywhere. And he was also talking with it in his mouth full while this was all happening. I couldn't. And you want to know what? I'm with this person.
I feel like that's me at times.
I don't doubt it. I definitely don't doubt it.
We've been taking your phone calls on the last straw in your relationship. And you have a story about that?
She lost the remote. And then she accused me of losing the remote when I knew that she lost the remote. And I thought about it for like a day and I called it.
Oh my God.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I got a last straw.
Let's hear it.
So when I was in high school, I was a theater kid and my boyfriend was a high school dropout. And my theater class was going to see the play Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
And my boyfriend kept referring to it as Hamlet and Eggs.
Oh, my God.
And he was dead serious.
I was like, this guy is too freaking stupid to date.
Oh, my God.
K-Rock, hello.
What's up, Kevin?
Hey there.
So check this out, man. This is my very last straw in my relationship. So when we're sleeping, we get the blankets. She rolls the blankets into a burrito and takes it away from me. And I don't get no blankets at all through the night. I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, I would break up over that for sure.
Yeah, because right when we first started, I got blankets. And all of a sudden, she's rolling and rolling and rolling. And now there's no blankets because she's all tucked up in there.
Can I just ask a question? Why don't you just get your own blanket?
Because I want to, like, you know, spoon or cuddle with her, you know, but she's not having it.
K-Rock, hello.
When I lived on the Northeast, in the Northeast of the country, we were going on a ski trip, and before we go, I said, hey, the car doesn't have windshield wiper fluid. We need new windshield wiper fluid. And he looks at me and goes, we don't need windshield wiper fluid. It's snowing. The water will wash off the windshield.
Oh, my God.
And that's when I realized, I was like, I cannot rely on this man for anything. And it didn't last too much longer after that.
Yep. This man is a dumbass.
Yep. Yep, for sure. All right, we have tickets to the Kings, which is a great time.
Yes.
Who should we give them to?
I think we have to give it to the woman whose husband took her birthday cake.
The day before?
The day before, took a big slice out of the birthday cake, and her name is Robin.
Robin, hi.
Hi. Oh, God. That is crazy.
Congratulations. You got tickets to see
something out of it.
LA yes! Kings, yes. So did you confront him and say, hey, that's my birthday cake. It's not for till tomorrow. You know what I mean?
Well, this is the thing. Okay, my BFF of over 40 years drove from Bakersfield 3 hours down to make and brought me that cake. We went and had girl time and went wine tasting, came back. We're hanging out, and the next day, all the family's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I basically have company and all this stuff's going on, and I wake up the next morning, and half my cake's gone.
Oh,
and
my God.
He doesn't apologize. When I said, that's my birthday cake, he's like, oh. And I just...
He didn't even apologize?
No.
Oh, wow.
It was just so many little things like that. I sweat. You know what?
He is the absolute worst.
Yeah, that's exceptional.
Yeah,
it's really exceptional.
So I'm really glad that you're going to go and have a great time and see the Kings.
Yes, congratulations.
Oh, right. I love it. Thank you.
Would you like to see My Chemical Romance at the Hollywood Bowl?
Now on October 3rd, and be on the standby boarding list to see them in London. And the answer is yes. And that's coming up for you at 6.